Speaking of wanting to change the status quo, our next guest does. Scott Gessler, our current Secretary of State, is running for governor on the GOP side. So he's involved in a primary right now, you know, with some other talented folks, including Tom Tancredo and Mike Kopp and others. And Mike Kopp will join us at about 10:25. We're going to talk today about whether you want these candidates participating in the GOP primary debates. Mr. Secretary of State, welcome to 710 KNUS.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, it is our pleasure. And now, when our Scott was Secretary of State, still, you know, used to have him on air before, always enjoyed our conversations. And let me say this before we get into the meat, which is, hey, you know, why are you not participating in these primary debates? I do want to say one thing. I interact with the Secretary of State's website a lot, you know, as a lawyer. And I have to tell you, I think you guys are extremely well-organized and efficient. I mean, I can't think of a website that works better for me more often than yours does. So forever, whatever it's worth, thank you for that. And I think people can tell something from that.
That's actually worth a lot because, I mean, so today we're talking about, you know, the debate over the debates, and there's all kinds of, you know, political accusations back and forth. But at the end of the day, or the beginning of the day, the bread and butter of the Secretary of State's office, and my job is to just, you know, serve people and make stuff work. And I'm glad we're doing that. That's probably the best thing, most important thing I've heard today.
Well, and I have to tell you, and I'm not comparing you to Dick Daley, where I grew up in Chicago, the original Mayor Daley, but, I mean, he would have won anyway because the whole deal was rigged. But the thing he was most popular for was stuff worked. You know, I mean, stuff worked. The trains ran on time. But and you wouldn't find Chicago paralyzed by a snowstorm unless it was, you know, 14 feet or something. But anyway, getting back to this deal, you know, yesterday the Post reports that you have decided not to participate in the primary debates. Tom Tancredo previously, obviously, the same decision. So why not?
Well, you know, the way I look at it is the primary purpose of the debate is to, you know, see contrast between candidates and whatnot. And without Tom participating, I think that really defeats the purpose to a large extent of these debates. So right now I'm pretty much laser-like focused on the upcoming convention, this state assembly. And we've got a strategy of, you know, individual voter outreach, you know, speaking to groups ranging from, you know, Tea Party groups to more establishment type groups, to Republican Party groups, who are going to be making a difference in that process. So that's sort of our strategy right now, and I don't think the debates really help, you know, especially without Tom's participation.
Well, you know, one good question that pops up, and I'm sure our next guest, Mike Kopp, who's running against you here, will make this point, is, wait a second, and I think you'd agree at least with this, Mr. Secretary, and that is that one of the key skills that our nominee has to have in order to be able to unmask and show the real John Hickenlooper and therefore defeat him is the ability to do superbly in these debates. So don't voters need to see you display that skill set in these primary debates?
Well, I think, first of all, voters have had a really good chance to see and evaluate who I am and what I'm about over the last 5 years. I mean, I, you know, ran for office for 2 years, and I've been in office for 3 years. So I think there's been plenty of opportunity to see that. And no one, I think, in the state has, over the last 4 years, 3 years, had to deal with and parry and respond to Democratic attacks and call them out more than I have. And then secondly, the fact of the matter is, you know, three and a half years ago, you know, I did win a statewide election, and I did pretty darn well in all of the debates I had against my Democratic opponent.
Yeah, but nobody watched those. No disrespect. I mean, nobody watched those. And Mr. Secretary, not nobody, but listen, I don't think any fair-minded person doubts your intelligence, your competence, your skill, any of that. You have a great skill set, but I think you'd agree with me that the ability to debate live against a skilled opponent is kind of a unique ability. It's like, you know, you go out and you can go to these football camps and you can see some great drill players, but when you put them between the lines in game conditions, then all of a sudden they aren't as good. So there's a particular skill set to this mano-on-mano or mano-on-womano, you know, that new word, debating, right?
Well, I don't know how unique of a skill set that is. I mean, I think that's fair. But on the other hand, you know, I'll respond in two ways. One, you know, I feel pretty comfortable with my ability to do that. I've done it in the past. I'll continue to do it in the future. And having to deal with this stuff on a daily basis. I mean, yesterday, I mean, you may see it in the Post today. I mean, the Democrats are attacking me pretty relentlessly because I've cut my business fees. I cut business fees in mm-hmm. the office. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're threatening lawsuits to force me to raise fees and things like that. You know, so I have to parry that on a regular basis. Now, look, I mean, for some candidates, you know, I mean, maybe that's really important for them to be able to practice in these debates. You know, I'm more interested in reaching voters with my message. And I'm not saying that, you know, showing people that you're able to debate is an unimportant thing. But I'm more interested in reaching people with my message, going out there and doing that. And I think we've got a pretty good strategy for doing it. And the poll, the Quinnipiac poll yesterday, I think, shows that our strategy is working.
Hmm. And that poll, I believe, undersampled Republicans as well. So I think all of you are probably closer to John Hickenlooper, if not beating him, you know, than that poll reflects. But let me ask you about the tactical part of it, because I think one fair question folks are going to have is, hey, Mr. Secretary, if you thought that participating in the debates would give you a better chance to win the primary, would you be doing that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the question is probably yeah, but in this instance, I'm focused. I mean, a lot of people are focused on the primary. I'm focused as well on the assembly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to win 5 elections, actually, to beat John Hickenlooper. We have caucuses on March 4th. We have county assemblies at different dates in mid to late March. I've got a state assembly on April 12th. I have a primary election on June 24th, and I have a general election in early November. So
otherwise,
I have 5 elections to win, yeah. And I have to pay attention to each one of them.
Yeah. Other than that, you're a slacker, right? But where do you think the governor is most vulnerable in this campaign?
Well, I think there's sort of two areas where he's very vulnerable. One is just, you know, on the poor judgment and the decisions he's made. You know, the Nathan Dunlap decision, you know, sort of granting a temporary reprieve to a mass murderer. The gun control, assault on the Second Amendment rights. I think we've got a fairly lackluster economy, and he's not really done anything along those lines. You know, his main initiative was TBD, to be determined. So on one hand, he's just not done very well, and if anything, I think his decisions are definitely going against the grain of Colorado's values. But I think the second thing as well is, and this goes back to the TBD thing, the guy just has no leadership and no vision. There's just none. If you ask what's been his big initiative, I mean, what's he really done to try to make Colorado better? Well, he's got the TBD, the to be determined initiative, and then he came out with his branding thing last summer. You know, that little green triangle.
Oh my goodness, worst logo ever.
I mean, a little hazmat symbol. So those are his initiatives. Leadership, as it were, really the lack of it. And I think if you compare that to me, and this is why I think I'm well-suited to defeat him, is, you know, I've been in office for 3 years, so I'm not just talking about stuff. I've articulated a very clear approach and vision, and I've got the credibility because when I say I'll do something, I actually do it, much to the irritation of some of the folks on the other side of this partisan aisle. So his, you know, sort of lack of vision and lack of leadership, I think people have a difficult time respecting
And I think you're right on all of that. Our guest, the Secretary of State, Scott Gessler, let me ask you about this. You know, there's this aura of, you know, likability with John Hickenlooper. A better way to put it would be there's this perception that despite all his mess-ups and weakness and everything else, that he's going to win because people like him. Do you think people are starting to see through that? Is that facade cracking? Are people starting to say, hey, you know, maybe I shouldn't like him as much, or even if I like him, you know, I still don't want him as my governor? How do you see all that?
I think it has cracked quite a bit. One of the things, if you look at the Quinnipiac poll, you see how many people think he should be reelected. And that's in the mid to low 40s, where the people who think he should not be reelected is much higher. And his whole, you know, this likability persona, I think that's true among a pretty narrow segment of sort of the, you know, certain elements of, you know, Denver businesses who, you know, knew him when he was mayor, and, you know, so they were buddy buddies with him and things along those lines. And you see that, you know, so for example, the Denver Post, you've got you know, the publisher of the Denver Post, who's very close to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so they work very hard to project that image to say that, you know, our buddy-buddy network, everyone feels that way about both us and about the governor. And I don't think that's really shared when you get outside a pretty narrow area of this little Denver downtown bubble.
Well, and in our last minute together, Mr. Secretary, and I hope we have a lot more time together during this campaign, because I think folks want that. They want to be fully informed when they decide between all these good GOP candidates. But bringing it full cycle, you know, as a guy who really wants to see one of you guys beat Hickenlooper, you know, whoever is best suited to beat him, because I think you all, you know, share some really core good conservative values. I think that John Hickenlooper is... as my dad would say, a phony. I like him. I'd like to have a beer with him. And but I think he's a phony. He's pretending to be a moderate non-politician when he's a far left hardcore politician. We've seen him really weird out, you know, when pressured, such as that Channel 9 interview when they had the audacity to ask him a fair question or two about his relationship to the father of the killer of his prison chief. And he just got weird, like freaky weird. So at the end of the day, you know, what I am asking as a consumer of you candidates is, hey, if you're not going to participate in the debates, I hope you spend whatever time you need to, you know, refining your skill set. You're a really talented guy, but whoever the nominee is, they're going to have to really do well in these debates to expose the true John Hickenlooper.
Well, I would, here's what I would give you as a suggestion. Invite me on your radio show and ask me tough questions. And I think I'll be able to respond pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's a different dynamic live under the lights with your opponent who is trying to duck and weave, et cetera. But listen, again, nobody who knows you would doubt your abilities. I think it's just a matter of training for this particular big event. And if you're the nominee, man, I hope that you're able to unmask him. Hey, thanks for the time, Mr. Secretary. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate your time having us on.
Sure thing. Look forward to the next visit.
Sounds great.
Thank you. That's Secretary of State Scott Gessler. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to one of his opponents, Mike Kopp, good guy, running for governor, who is participating in the debates, and see what he thinks about all this. And then would love your thoughts on whether you think these candidates should be in that ring together. 303-696-1971. You're with Dan Kaplan, 710 KNUS.